I had a phone call from the Prime Minister's press office to say that I was going to be given a point of light award. So yeah, it was a bit strange. I didn't really know very much about them, but I feel really honoured to be given one by the Prime Minister.
And just explain what the award is, because I think a lot of people don't really know about it.
It's sort of recognising people that volunteer in their communities. So they're like little lights across the country, is what they are, volunteers, people that do things to make their community better.
And how did it feel to know that, you're considered one of these, little lights?
Goodness me, it's, like I say, it's a real honour, but a bit overwhelming, really. I'm just a mum trying to make things better for mums, really, and empower people and give people confidence to be parents, really.
And so how do you get this award?
So they have a team of researchers that research people that do volunteering, and then they narrow them down and they pick so many a month, is how I understand it.
And I suppose that's great, getting the word out about what it is you're doing.
It's really important, because it is basically me and my husband. And obviously we work full time and have 4 children. So anything like this is brilliant to highlight that we're here and the service that we provide to the communities.
I mean, I think I came out and spoke to you middle of last year, and it seemed like it was going really well. But would you say it's got even better, and that more people are coming forward and wanting this resource?
Yeah, it's got really, really busy. I mean, I'm up in the middle of the night replying to emails and stuff, and I feel really bad if I can't get to everybody straight away, but I'm just doing my best. Yeah, there's such a need for it. So many people across the country as well. It's just, we started spreading more across the south now, but I'm just getting emails from everywhere across the country saying, are you running a course here? Could you come and run a course here? So yeah, the demand is massive.
And what about the people who've been on the course? What kind of feedback do you get?
Oh yeah, I get really great feedback. People come, and some people think it's going to be quite a daunting experience, and they go away and they're like, actually, that wasn't as daunting as we thought it was going to be. We try not to make it a scary experience. We always say, don't imagine it's your own child, otherwise you're going to have a really harrowing morning. Just imagine it could be someone else's child. You could be on holiday, you could be in the supermarket at a theme park, and someone else's child could collapse or choke, and to know what to do is just fantastic.
And do you know if anyone has used it after having been on one of your courses?
I've had 2 mums who have used it and successfully and had good outcomes. So that is brilliant, because that's what I set out to do. I didn't want anybody to go through what I went through that day with my daughter, that not knowing whether I was doing the right thing is just terrifying. So to know that you've been on a course and you've done something, I mean, the worst thing you can do is stand back and do nothing. So to have been on a course and know that what you're doing is making a difference is fantastic.
And when you got the call from the Prime Minister's press office, did they say anything about, why you'd been picked, or any comments from the Prime Minister or his office?
They just said that I was a very special woman, I'm just a mum, just trying to help other parents, because it's a really tough job being a parent, and there are no guides. And so if you know, the worst thing that can happen is if your child stops breathing. And if you have the skills to do that, then the day-to-day makes it easier, doesn't it, really? Because if you know that in the worst instance, you would know what to do, then the rest of it is just easy. We can muddle through changing nappies, sterilising bottles, dealing with all these sorts of things. But if your child isn't breathing or they start choking, you don't want to be muddling. You want to know exactly what to do. And it's that early intervention that makes a massive difference to that child's life and to that family.